what does the Rambam second parish? And you show chutin as a Pesach el l'miyo. So what does minui do really? So minui makes the person a bala carbon. Makes the person a bala carbon. That's the first thing minui does. Without minui, he's not a bala carbon. All right. Yeah, the Brisker Rav, it's in the Agada, he has a piece on Binyan Yesod Din Shel Minuyo. So he quotes the Rashi. Rashi says in Zvachim, in Dafnun Vavam Beis, when Minuyo Shem Minu Bidnei Lekifasa, Kidichsiv Lefi Ochlo Tachosu. So it means like this. He wants to say that in every other carbon, it's enough if you have Baal insofar as Kapara is concerned. All right, and of course, one Baba Kama, that's a good one base. But he says over here, the halacha is that you require that you're bailam with regard to achila. All right. So at any rate, he won't say that Menuyah makes him a bailam with regard to kinyan moment. I'm just interested in this point. One thing, the minui makes him a bialim. Minui makes him a bialim. Now the halacha is that the shechita must be done l'shem minuya. L'shem minuya. The shechita must be done l'shem minuya, and not shelolam minuya. Okay. Now let's say, for instance, in every carbon, if you do the carbon shelolam minuya, shelol l'shem bialim. So the halacha is the carbon is kosher, but the bala carbon is didn't fulfill its state. Alright? But that's only in the zrika. That's not in the shrika. That's only in the zrika. Shinu bailam is ordinarily in the zrika, not in the shrika.
What?
So it's the first place in zvachim. That kol hazvachim shem nizbechu shlovish monos ksherim. Shem nizbechu means shchita. Right? But Tesvis makes it clear, he says there's two things. There's shini kodesh, and shini, which is shini Hashem, and then there's shini bailam. So there's a shini kodesh shayach b'hanach arba avodas. He's on olo l'shem shlomim. Aval shini bailam lo shayach ela bezrika. He's on shochet, o makabel, o moloch korban ruven, al menas lizrog domo. L'shem Shimon. So Tesfa says that Shini Bailim only is with regard to the Zrika. K'demuchach kama pirkin daf yirah marala. Okay, so that's Tesfa Shita. That's Tesfa Shita. The beginning of Zvachim, the Mishnah Melech brings down all the sources and Perkes Vav Halach Aleph. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that Shini, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam holds that way, that Shini Bailam is also by Shchita. That's what the Rambam says in the first halacha. That Shini Bailam is will be a posel, not in the carbon, but it will be a posel in the chova, l'shem chova of the Bailam. Because in every carbon you have two questions. The question is whether the institution is destroyed, the institution of carbon, whether it was neschalel, the avoda is not considered avoda. And then the question is the Yotzi Dechavaso of the Chi of Havasa carbon of the Bailam. So if there's two possible Shinui, Shinui Hashem and Shinui Bailam. So Shinui Hashem, everybody agrees by Dalar Avodas. If you bring in Olol Hashem Shlomo. So then it's definitely in all the Avodas that it's low Olol Bailam Hashem Chava. But if you brought it shalol Hashem ba'olah, okay, shinui bailam, that's machlokes Hashem. We're going to taste it. That's be dafkin zrika. The Mishnah is kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalol shmon, and that includes also shinui bailam. So the answer is that it means it's the cases where it's machashiv b'shas shchita that he's going to do the zrika. Shalom, l'shem ba'olah. Okay? Alright. Now the difference between carbon Pesach and between Shor Karbonos is by Shor Karbonos. This Pesach and Chata stand on one side as opposed to other Karbonos with regard to this halacha, which is that other karbonis can tolerate shelo l'shem ba'olav. All right? It still is a problem, and it's not machalel the avoda. The avoda is still intact. But Pesach and Chatos, the moment it's not l'shem ba'olav, if you do the shechita alone, shelo l'shem ba'olav, will passel the whole carbon Pesach. Alright? Their carbon Pesach and Chatos are different. So apparently, you see that in Pesach and Chatos, the Bailam cannot be construed as being apart from the institution of the carbon itself. It's essential. They're an essential feature. So the moment the Bailam are removed from carbon, the carbon is, there's no carbon anymore. That's by Pesach and Chatos. Okay? Now just one more halacha. The halacha is that in all these cases, Stam is good. What does good mean? Good means it's olah l'shem tova. In other words, let's say, for instance, the person did the avodos. Stam, the kohen, so then it's olah l'shem tova. He doesn't have to think about Reuven, Bishas, the Zrika, or Bishas, the Shvita, or Bishas, anything. As long as it was done Stam, even for Chatas and Pesach, Stam is always Olo L'Bailam Hashem Chava. Alright? Stam is always Olo L'Bailam Hashem Chava. What? L'mitzvah. L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazavav Mizbah. So therefore, the L'shem Bailam is a halacha L'mitzvah that he's supposed to have in mind, L'shem Bailam. It's a kiyum. But if it isn't there, so it's still good because of Stam. There's another halacha, Stam L'shma. The person makes the carbon, does the carbon, Stam is L'shma. That's in Per Dal Maisa Kabanas Halacha Yud. It's in the Gemara of Bezen Bezen in Nezvachim. Kol Azvachim Tzorach Ovid Shetia Machshavta L'shem HaZevach L'shem Ba'olav B'shaz Zrika. Ubishas Kabbalah Sadam, Ubishas Olocha Sadam, Ubishas Rikosal Mizbeach. Shenema, Uvisar Zevach Toda Shlomov, Shetia Zvicho and Shor Abba Vodos, Vishem Shlomov. Vachain Shor Kabbalah. Vim Shochet Vo Ovad, Shor Avodos Stam. Velo Choshev Klau. Baolo Bishlomim, Harein Cherim Volo Labila. Right. So the Kesef Mishnah is on the side. He says, "In Masha Kosher Rabbeinu Shachar Shor Avodas Stam Lachosh Tov Shomer Gmar Dayek Taima Deshlosh Mon Hastama Ol Lebar Lashem Chova Alma Stama Nami Kilishmon Damim Yishim Dizvachem Bistam Lishmon Omdim In Ken Yesh Litzmo Ol Rabbeinu Lama Kosher Vol Lishlomim In Mashma The Dafka Hani Ol Lebar Lashem Chova Lo Chatas Pesach Vol Lesser The Bekulu Stamon Kilishmon Damim Vol Lebar Lashem Chova Tzarchi. All right, he doesn't answer the question. Doesn't discuss it, but the no. Now let's get back to this first point of Menuya. Right? So the halacha is some Minui, first of all, creates the Bailam of Pesach. Minui creates the Bailam of Pesach. Now, the halacha is that by Pesach, there's a special halacha of Tachosu Alaseh. Alright? Now, according to the Rambam, all you have to say in this halacha is that by Pesach, if it's not L'shem Bailam, so there's a Xeris HaKosher, that is no good. Because according to the Ivet Stam, it'll be good. Right? If you have in mind Shelo L'shem Bailam, so by Sheor Karbonos, it's Kosher. But by Pesach, it's not. That's all the halacha says. Because Shelo L'shem means Vicha, Shelo L'shem Nuyav, according to the Rambam, is nothing more. To construct anything more, being the fact that it was Zvicha Shelo L'shem Bailam, and Zvicha Shelo L'shem Bailam is a posel by Pesach. Masha'ini came by Shor Kabanos, right? What? But this is not Stam. Stam is good, but if you shech the Korban Pesach L'shem Ain a monu, which means it's a shinui bailam. According to the Rambam, according to everybody it's possible. But according to the Rambam, what occurred actually The only thing that occurred was that you did the shechita shelo l'shem b'alim. Whereas by another carbon, if you did the shechita shelo l'shem b'alim, it's kosher carbon. But over here, shechita shelo l'shem b'alim is pasul. As by she'or karbonos, we get the friendship between the institution of carbon and between the olah l'shem chova. By Pesach and Chatos, if there's no olah l'shem chova, there's no carbon. Okay? All right. So according to the Rambam, it's a very simple formulation. That if you do Pesach and Chatos, shelo l'shem b'alim, that it's not only is it not olah l'shem chova, but the whole carbon's possible. But according to Tosfos, it's a little bit of a more intricate formulation. Why? Because according to Tosfos, in every carbon, where does Shinui Bailam take place? In Zrika. So you can't say that by carbon Pesach, Shinui Bailam is a posel, and that's the difference between Pesach and between the other carbonas. Because by carbon Pesach, if you do Shechita Shelo L'Shem in New York, it's posel. Now Shechita Shelo L'Shem in New York is not the case of Shelo L'Shem Bailam by Shor Karbonos. Because Shechita Shelo L'Shem Bailam by Shor Karbonos, according to Tosfos, is nothing, no problem at all. Right? You understand? So therefore, when you come to Karbon Pesach, you're not simply saying by Karbon Pesach, if you did it Shelo L'Shem Bailam, that it's possible. You're saying more. You're saying there's a new halacha here. That shechita, shelo, l'shem, and nuyav is possible. That's a new halacha. You see? So now we have to ask a question. The question we have to raise, a theoretical question, is like this. Why is it that shechita, shelo, l'shem, and nuyav is possible? Is it merely an extension of shelo, l'shem, bailam? And merely an extension of Shelo L'Shem Bailam, but by Korban Pesach, not only is Shelo L'Shem Ba'olov, not only is Shelo L'Shem Ba'olov possible, but not only in the Zrika, but it's possible, and even in the Shechita. So therefore, they added two things. The first thing I understand they added. First thing is they're saying that you can't construe a Korban Pesach without a Bailam, or a Chatas without a Bailam, that we understand. But how you extend it from the Zrika to the Shechita, that remains something that we don't understand exactly what it is. How do you go from Zrika? Zrika is the essence of a Korban, so why by Shechita, otherwise over here is possible by Shechita? Alright? That's a question we have to raise according to this. You know, what Ron mentioned for us is true. By Korban Pesach, the Shechita itself is a mitzvah. Now, there's two mitzvahs. Is mitzvah shechitas of Pesach and is mitzvah achilas of Pesach. Now, Ram says that if a yochid shechs the Pesach latzmos kosher, provided he's capable of eating and consuming the entire Pesach. But lachatchil would try that the Pesach should not be nishchat al yochid. Shenem ayasu also. Well, what does that mean? Anyway, it's good, it's good. No, there's no good. So the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. We look at Lashon Rambam, it gives it away. Because the Rambam says in Mishtadlin, the Rambam switches to Nifa. Okay, from to Nifa. Mishtadlin shelo yishochet l'chatchila al yochid. Shenema yasu asa. The Rambam doesn't say, Mishtadlin shelo yishchat yochid as a pesach. Shelo yishochet Nifal, lachatchila, al yochid shenema yasu asa. Where's Ram? As a matter of fact, yasu asa is not nifal. The Ram's halacha is a nifal. Why do you switch to nifal? The answer like this. The answer is, insofar as the chovas yochid is concerned, it's fine. But the halacha is the pesach. The kiyum in pesach. Chabur is a kiyum in pesach. That the pesach should be nishchat through a chabura. That's Yasu also. So therefore, if the Yochid does it, there's nothing wrong with his Chovas Yochid. But the Kiyum Pesach is not complete. The Pesach requires Chabura. You see, Chabura is a Kiyum in Pesach itself. That's what the Rambam says. Mishtalan Shalei Yishochet L'chatchila. And Pesach, that's what Pesach says. Pesach says Yasu also. So Yasu also doesn't mean Yasu each individual. Yasu also is referring to the call. Which means to say the kol should make it in this way. Why? say because the Pesach requires. That's what the Pesach means.
Do you understand
why? So now we're doing Halacha Gimel. What's Halacha Gimel? You can't shecht the Pesach only on Mishu Roi Lecha. Right? That's the law. So if one Lechabur is a cut and a zak and a chola, so if you can eat a kazayas, it's fine. Not, not. So why did the Rambam say, in shochet in this a Pesach, ala Mishu Roi Lecha? Why did the Rambam speak directly? In memanim, mi she'ina roi lecha ala Pesach. That's all. Because minui means that he's manui to eat the Pesach. So if he can't eat, he's not manui. Why did Rambam say like that? Ain memanin ala Pesach mi she'ina roi lecha. No, in shochet in this a Pesach ela mi she'ina roi lecha. Cumbersome some formulation. Ain memanin, he just said before, ain shochet in this Pesach ela mi she'ina. And now the next statement should be Ein Memanin Ala Pesach Mishin Roi Lecha. Simple, straight. No, Ein Shochtin Es Pesach Ala Miya. But then Ein Shochtin Es Pesach Ala Mishin Roi Lecha. What does Rambam see from the Rambam? You see from the Rambam that minui. If we want to explain the implication from the Rambam, we see from the Rambam, it would appear from the Rambam that minui is a halacha in Shchitas Pesach. In Shchitas HaPesach. Minu is not a halacha in Achilas HaPesach. There are two mitzvahs, a Shchitas HaPesach and Achilas HaPesach. Minu is a halacha in Shchitas HaPesach. Because Minu was a halacha in Achilas HaPesach. So then it wouldn't make any sense. Then you say, Ein Meman and Ala Pesach, Mi Sheina Roi Lecha, that's all. But since the Rambam didn't learn that way, but Minu is a halacha in Shchitas HaPesach. So now the question is, so Shchitas HaPesach, so a person is any halacha, so why can't anyone have Shchitas HaPesach? Fine. But now there's a separate halacha, like these two mitzvahs of Shchita and Achila, which you would think are completely different mitzvahs, totally differentiated, are not totally differentiated. But there's a link between them. And what's the link? The link is like this, that you can't do Shchita, l'shem, anybody that's not a barachi of the mitzvah of Achila HaPesach. So Shchit and Achila, while they're Olal and Minyan, separately, in terms of Minyan and Mitzvahs, but there's an interrelation between the two, and you can't do Shchita for a person that's not a Barachi as Mitzvahs Achila Sapat. That's what the Rambam says. So what's wrong? Wrong is Ein Shochtin as a Pesach, Ela al Mishu Roi Lecha. The meaning is fine, but the only thing is, he's not a Roi Lecha. Nataram says Afilu Chabura Shel Meyo V'ein Kol Echod Mehen Yochol Lecho Kezayis Ein Shochetin Alei. What does it mean? Even if you have 100, V'ein Kol Echod Mehen Yochol Lecho Kezayis. And what does it mean V'ein Kol Echod Mehen? The simple interpretation. The each one, the Ein Kol Echod Mehem, and each one of them is not capable. He means if even one is not capable, even one, and every single one is not able to do it, which means even one is. In other words, you require that every single one should be capable. That's the way. That's the plain shot in the Rambam. Kesh Mishmas. All right. No, well, yes. The halacha is that the Pesach is nishchat for who? For the chabura. Now it doesn't mean. See, when you notice the Rambam's like this, the elu amismanim ala Pesach heim hanakron bnei chabura. Fine. You can call him whatever you want. All right. What's his heim hanakron bnei chabura? So the thing is like this, when the Rambam means like this, B'nei Chabura means that is the halachic entity to which Korban Pesach relates. Because you might say it's like this, that everybody has to be Nisman on the Pesach. And now the Pesach is Nishchat for everybody, for each individual. For each individual. And in that case, the Pesach would be Nishchat for who? What kind of a Gavra, halachic Gavra? An individual, Leofer. Okay? Ram says, no, Heman Akron B'nei Chabura. What does it mean, Heman Akron B'nei Chabura? It means that the halachic entity that is created for whom the Pesach is Nishchat is the entity of Chabura. Since that's the case, so the Rambam is telling you over here that even if one out of 100 is an Eina Ocho, You might think it's good. Because you might think, since the entity is Chabura, he's Batal B'Meya. He's Batal B'Meya. Chad B'Meya is a form of Bitla, Chad B'Meya, like a Chuma. Chuma is a...
What?
It's a case of one... Yeah. It's 1 in 100. It's 1 in 100. So therefore, you might think that it's capable of Bitl, the Gavra's Batal, in terms of the Chabura. No. No such thing. As the Ramzal. Even if one of the Chabura is no good, the whole carbon is bottled. Okay? That's right. So he says like this. In other words, like by, let's say for instance, by what Ron is saying, by minion. So let's say you have a minion of, you need a quality in the minion that they want mispowel yet. It's a lot of quality. So if you have six want mispowel, so that gives the whole group the quality of tzibur that's the lowest power. Right? That's because you're looking for a certain quality. And if Rova, the group, has the quality, so then the quality permeates the entire group, pervades the entire group. Over here, you can't say such a thing. Why? Because over here, that would be good if you need the Shem Ochel. So then in a Hanami, the Rova, the Shishim, Meo, whatever. But since there's a Shem Eino Ochel. There's a Chalei Shem of an Eino Ochel. So even 1 in 100, the Shem Eino Ochel still remains. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say that it's bottled. Not shaykh to say, if it was a positive quality, then you could say you have certain requirements. When the positive quality, I mean, sometimes you need six, sometimes you need a little minker, you need seven. There'd be such a phenomenon, you could say. Maybe you could even say something of 100, whatever. But the Ram says, no, even 100, he means to say that there's a chalei shem of eino ochel. It's not an eino ochel is simply lacking. It's not an ochel. But there's a shem eino ochel. And you can't have a shem eino ochel in the chabur. You're like, by tefillah, a person that was mispal already, so he doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah. That's just lacking something. He's not a posel, there's no psul, he's davin. What do I give a davin? Just he's lacking a chiyuv tefillah. So if six out of the group have a chiyuv tefillah, so we say the entire group has a chiyuv tefillah. The fact that he's daven doesn't make him is not a psul, a quality of psul. What is he daven? It just simply means there's no chiyuv tefillah right now devolving, I mean falling upon this person. You see? Whereas it is falling on six out of the ten. Okay, so Yoni Sachs brought a good raya from Ramesh's Tshuva, that the question of a person that's a kofa, can't, even though it's only one, because over there kofa becomes a chalas shem of a kofa, so he's a mufta from tefillah, and ain't a machoyev, doesn't matter, because he just doesn't have the quality of tefillah, so six will define it. But if he's a kofa, he's mufta from tefillah, so he can't mitzar from altogether. It's similar there. Okay. Good question. You can't have a chabur of gerim because they're going to be too frum and they're going to be medactic and they don't know any, and they don't have any knowledge. They ain't even b'nei Torah, they're going to pass the carbon altogether. So what about the halacha l'asano, ger l'asano, l'chatzano? You're defining the ger halachically as a person who's not a ben Torah. Who's not a ben Torah. You're putting into the halachic system that is generically defined as ain't a ben Torah. So what do you see from this? Apparently the halacha of a ger lo sonu v'lo slucha tzenu is not within the framework of the halachic system. That's not considered onah. That's not considered onah. In other words, onah is on a personal level. But in the halachic system, it's not considered onah. It means that you're objectively, there's no halacha. In other words, if the objective system of halacha has to go according to all the factors that generally constitute the system, and if the ger is offended, he's offended by the halachic system. It's not considered an offense. Right? Now, as nothing has changed in the halachic system, all the factors that would go in to make the takana, like a takana over here about the Noshim Vodim, because of Kalas Rosh, you see? All the factors that go into make the to make the halachic system, in the workings of the halachic system, the same thing by ger. If the ger is offended, says an offender, he's offended at the halachic system, that's not a problem. Ger loves son is only in a personal level. That's the reality. The halachic system is not considered offensive. Halacha can never be considered offensive, because halacha works in objective ways. If he's offended, that's his problem. It's not our problem. You don't violate the Gerla son of Kochotan. You're the same thing over there. The Shema, wherever the Chashash. Gerim simply fits under the same category, just like in making your Tekonis because of Chashash over there. You have to be consistent. Yeah, so the question like this. Shachata lemishi yachalecha lemishi eni yachalecha. So the halacha is that it's kosher. So what's the difference in that and between the case before we have a filo chabur shein me'af and kolach me'yichol gezayis and shochetin alayim, right? So that's the same case. In other words, take a look around and hey, shochetos shelo lemiyiv olami shein kolach me'yichol gezayis. That's the case before a filo chabur shein me'af and kolach me'yichol gezayis, right? Halacha is possible. See, ol sheshochetol areilim ol tzmeim is possible. So you see, if you have a whole chabur and 1 out of 100 can't, it's the whole thing's possible. Next, halacha shachta lemisha yachal lecha lemisha eni yachal lecha kizayis. So you must say that's two different chaburas. That's two different chaburas. So the halacha is that wherever you have a halachic entity that's ro'i, the korban pesach is tofes that entity. So if it's one chabur and in that one chabur there is one that's eni yachal lecha, so it's tofes that entity. It's possible. But if it's two, if you have two different entities, so then it could be tofes the entity that's kosher, and with that the carbon pesach is kosher. That's what he's saying. I think Ron is right. In other words, it's two concepts over here: lemuyo v'shelo lemuyo. He's shechting lemisha yochol and shechting lemisha eni yochol. It's not one entity. It's not one entity in his mind. It's not the shechita is not for one entity, for a purpose, one singular purpose. The shechita is for two separate purposes. I'm shechting it for the group of menuyim. I'm also shechting it for the group of menuyim. Two separate entities. But it's not that it's one group. And the same thing over here. I'm shechting it. My shechita is completely for this person. My shechita also is completely for the mishani yochalacho. But it's not for one entity. So the korban pesach is toface the entity that's kosher. All right? Yeah, we said like this. That it's toface the one that's good by shechita. So what kind of halacha is that? It's toe-faced the one that's good. Because the halacha is that the halacha of stam l'shma. The halacha that we mentioned before, that stam is always l'shma, right? So the question is, what do we mean stam l'shma? Does stam l'shma mean that the machsheves ha'oved is defined as l'shma, even though in fact it wasn't? In other words, the machsheves ha'oved has to be l'shem, ola, l'shem, shlomim, whatever. But if it's stam, we define, then we give it the halachic definition of lishma. Or no, the halacha is that you don't need machsheves ha'oved at all. What you need is that the oved should not, because the korban itself renders it lishma. You don't say that stam machsheva shel ha'oved lishma. We don't define his machshava as lishma. They didn't think anything, but his intention was lishma. No. Another possibility. You don't require machshava itself. The korban itself brings about the lishma. The korban itself brings about the lishma. And we have a raya for that. What's the raya? The raya is from a halacha in Psula and Midrashim. Why? Because in Psula and Midrashim it says in Perek Tesvav that if the person had in mind to be mafkia the korban, so then it's mufka. In other words, like this. But a kibbutz does. V'chein v'shachat ol v'sruvim l'shem shimon. Lo also lo l'ruvim l'shimon. V'med v'am amoyim k'she'okar shem ha'zevach b'zodom. He did it intentionally. Avolim to'a v'dima shezu ha'ol l'shlomim hi. Let's say he made a mistake and he thought the ol l'shlomim, right? V'asak ol l'shel l'shem shlomim. Also l'bav l'shem ha'ol. That's good. V'chein achat zra pesach she'asom machshev l'shini ha'shem b'toyes. It's k'sherer. Why? Shakir b'toyes ain't akira. Now what does it mean? Why Shakir b'toyes not being akira? Right? If you say the halacha is that what do you require, you're defining the machshava, the stam machshava, as being lishma, That's the halachic definition. You can't say that if it's a tayyib. It makes sense. He is doing it with shame shlamin. And really it's an ola. Yeah, it's a mistake, but who cares? You can't define his machshava as being stam or smart. So from that halacha, you see, is not the halacha that you have to define his machshava, his asiya, and his kavona, objectively as being lishma. But the halacha is you require akira. The carbon itself sets up the lishma. So what do you require in order to nullify the lishma, which is set up by the shem carbon itself? You require what? You require akira. Now, betoyas is not considered a maisa. So therefore, it's ineffective. You see? Okay? That's why you have to understand the Gemara in Zvachim, where the Gemara asks the difference between Gittin, the Gemara that's Beis and Beis, the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference between Gittin that we don't say Stam Lashma, and by Kachim we do say Stam Lashma? The Gemara says, because by Stam, Kachim is Omed Zvich, right? Like Rava. But Ish is not Omed So what it means to say is, the Gemara doesn't mean to say because the carbon is omed l'akrava, so that's why we define the person's action as being l'shem carbon. No. It means to say that since it's omed l'carbon, the cheftishel carbon itself brings about its own l'shma regardless of the maisa. L'shma is an abstract concept. L'shma is not a loch in the kavanah. The Shema means that the action was done has a designation. The action has a designation. It has a designation because of the inherent chafza. It doesn't mean stam that stam machshav is his intention. It doesn't matter what his intention. You don't need his intention. See, by an isha, the Gemara's question is by an isha, why not say the same thing? You don't need his intention? The answer is that stam isha is not the regeshna meres. But the Gemara is a subtle difference between saying that because the carbon is only like rubber, that's why the man's action is defined that way, because we define his intention based upon the objective he's involved in. Or we say, no, you don't need to require his intention. You don't define halachically his machshava. But we say that the whole asiya, the institution, was done for this purpose because the chefzish of carbon has a designation. Designation defines the whole institution as being l'shem carbon. Okay, so that's what we said like this. So we said in the Rambam that's the difference between the shechita and between the zrika. That by the shechita, this was a tentative definition. But by the shechita, the halacha is that the carbon itself can bring about the designation, but not by ikar carbon. Ikar carbon can't emerge from the chefza itself. That's as far as we went with that with this Rama. Okay? And the Gemara says that the Gemara Samachal of Amal. So, Shalom Le'okla Shalom Nuyu, there's no good. We're going to write Tesvus, that is in the Shechita. Which means to say that even, it's not Shini Bailam, but it's simply a question of Shechita. The shechita must be done with shame ochum and shame minuyim. What's the halacha that why must be done with shame ochum and shame minuyim? It's not because of the ochum or the minuyim. Not because of them. It's because of the carbon pesach. Because the carbon pesach requires that the shechita should contain the concept of ochum and minuyim. If you don't have the concept of ochum and minuyim related to the pesach, so then the Pesach is lacking. That's why the Gemara says, as I guess, like Yochol Shochet Hashalol Lemuyur Geheka Over Ala Mitzvah V'Kasher Tamad Lama B'Michsas Tachos HaKosev Shonol Lake. If we would have just said it once, so I'd say the Korban Pesach is lacking in the fact that it's unrelated to Ochlim HaMinuyim. You see, the Chechtish of Pesach is unrelated to Ochlim HaMinuyim. It's lacking, but it's still a carbon Pesach. In other words, let's say in the case of Ochlim, it would be for these people that were Minuyim on the carbon, even though they're Zakin and Chola. It would be for them. The carbon Pesach was for them. in the case of Menuyin, the Zrika would be done L'shem Menuyot. But the Shechita was not done L'shem Menuyot. So the Korban Pesach will be fine. Not any problem. The only thing is that it would be missing the Kiyum, that the Shechita of Pesach is unrelated to the concept to Ochlam Menuyin. The Shechita of Pesach is unrelated to Ochlam Menuyin. So it would be lacking. But who says it's makev? Who says that it actually destroys the whole Shechita of Pesach? There's no Shechita of Pesach, there's no Ochlam Menuyin. You need another pasuk. Shana lavakas lakev. So you have to have another limud to tell me. That's always where it works in Kutchim. If you have it twice, it's makev. It means that it's machal the whole avoda. So the whole Shechita is gone. That's what the Gemara means. So therefore, it's an essential part of Korban Pesach that the Maisa Shechita must contain the concept of Ochlam HaMenuyim. If it doesn't contain the concept of Ochlam HaMenuyim, well, actually, if it was Stam, would be okay. Like we said yesterday, if it was just on Stam, it would be no problem. But if you have Kavana Bedavka, Shelo L'Shem HaMenuyim, or L'Shem Menuyim She'enam B'nei Achila. So then you're actually being okay. If the Menuyim are not B'nei Achila, so then even Stam wouldn't be any good. If the Menuyim on the Korban Pesach were not B'nei Achila, so Stam would be L'Shem Menuyim, because you would still be Shelo L'Shem Ocha. But it means to say, if you designate the Korban Pesach does not contain the Shechita, the concept of Ochlin and Menuyim, then it's possible. That's the law. It's considered the Shechita is worthless. Gemara derives that Shinui Bailam by Pesach is no good. Gemara daf Zayin on the base. Gemara derives from another source. It says Pesach Menol Nachsev Shamar Shkodesh Shav Vasisa Pesach Sheshiyu Kol Asiyosu L'Shem Pesach Ashkechen Shinui Kodesh. So you see that Shinui Kodesh, that it's a Ma'akev. Shinui Bailam Menolon. How do you know from Shinui Bailam? So the Gemara says that the Chsiv Amartem Zevach Pesach Hu Shetei Zvicho L'Shem Pesach Imeinu Inyin L'Shinui Kodesh, because that you have already Tenu Inyin L'Shinui Bailam. So the Gemara says Ashkechen L'Mitzvah Balakev Menolon. The Gemara says Amar Krov Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Olokecha. So it's Lakev. Alright, then Gemara has questions, but whatever. Alright, now we're doing Tesis Di Masel Eskish Ochlam there. So Tesis' question is, since there's an equation between what? Between Shalala Oklov and Shalala Nuyov. So let's follow the equation straight through. Shalala Nuyov is possible where? By Shechita. So is Shalala Oklov. But by Zrika, Shalala Nuyov is also possible. So here too should be possible. Take a look at Tesis. Tenri, M.K. Mama Nuyov possibly Bedalar Avodo, Stein Hashini Bailam. So, right? Okay. So that's basis kashas. The why don't I say Shalom Oklov is possible by the Zrika? And it's not?
What?
Yeah. So then basis question is that since Shinu Bailam, you see, by Shechita is no good over here, why don't we universalize and say that by all Shechita Skabonis that Shinu Bailam is no good? By Shechita. In other words, Taisvah's question is that since Shalola Nuyov means the same as Shalola Shem Ba'olov, okay? That's Taisvah's kasha. So therefore, what we should do is, we should first of all be an exact analogy by Korban Pesach. Just like by Zrikas HaPesach, Shalola Shem Bailam is no good, so too is Shalola Shem Ochlov is no good. Moreover, since we're extending the concept of, what is Halacha of Shalola Nuyov? Basically, Shalola Shem Ba'olov. And you're telling me that Shechita Shlo L'Shem Bolov is no good. So we should say in universally, but by other Kabbanas too? Learn that from Pesach? Why should it be any different? That Shlo L'Shem Bolov is possible by Shechita. That's extended to Shechita. Because basically the Pesach extended to Shechita over there. In other words, what Taisus is saying is like this. Taisus is saying, his answer is, that Shlo L'Nuyov is not just the halacha of Shlo L'Shem Bolov. Okay? Is not a halacha of Shalom L'Shem Bailam Shalom Nuyov. There's two halachas. In other words, I guess, how do you define it? that what is the halacha? What's wrong with shalolim niyav by zrika? By zrika shalolim niyav is no good. You see, but why isn't it good shalolim niyav? The reason why it's not good is because you're taking the shame bilim and you're being ochre the shame bilim from the carbon. It's akira shame bilim from the carbon. That's what's no good. You see? By shchita, it has nothing to do with akira shame bilim. It's a separate halacha that the shchita should be related to the menuyim. That is not because of akira shame bilim. That's a Taisa answer. You see? In other words, Taisvis Havmina was that what is the whole concept of Shalolim Nuyov? You're being Okered Hashem Bailam from the carbon? So, and we're telling you that you extend it to Shechita? So Taisvis has two questions. If that's the case, so then we should derive from all Kabbanis that if this is an extension, so this extension shouldn't apply just to Pesach, it should apply to other Kabbanis too? You see, Shechita can be Okered. It doesn't make sense to say that Pesach is different than over here by Shechita you can be Okered Hashem Bailam by Pesach. What kind of thing? If it's really Akira Shem Balam, so it should be a Giloy. That Akira Shem Balam take place in Shechita too, not just in Zrika. Doesn't make sense to limit it to Pesach. That's Taisa's question. Taisa's answer is that it's not Akira Shem Balam. It looks to you like Akira Shem Balam, but it's not Akira Shem Balam. What's wrong is not that you put the wrong Baal on this carbon Pesach. What's wrong is you didn't. The Balam is still there. As long as it wasn't in Zrika, the Bailam was still there. The only problem is there's a separate Zeres HaKasav that the Shechitas of Pesach must be related to Menuyim. Must be done with Shem Menuyim. Otherwise, the Psalm of Shechitas and Mitzvah Shechitas of Pesach. Separate Psalm altogether. It has nothing to do with it. Yeah. So that's why Taisus answers both questions with one sweep. So if that's the case, so then of course it has nothing to do with other Kabbanis. And also you can't ask why isn't Shalala Ochlov in Zrika? Because that Zrika is a totally different institution. Zrika is where you're designating the Shem Bailam. So Shalala Nuyev by Zrika is no good because you're Oker the Shem Bailam. But over here, the Shem Bailam is fine. It's intact. There's nothing wrong. The only problem is that the Shechita lacks L'Shem in Nuyev. That's a different concept altogether. In Shechita, it has nothing to do with Akira Shem Bailam. They're saying, where do you designate the carbon? The Chippur Olav Zerika. So it has nothing to do with Akira Shem Bailam. The case, the Kashas of Olav. It's a separate halacha in Shechitas HaPesach. The Shechitas HaPesach is a mitzvah of Nei Atzmusa. It's a separate institution. It's a separate halacha from Nei. It has nothing to do because you've been Oker Hashem Bailam from the carbon. That's basically that's what Taisus means. That's why Taisus said Dalar Avodas. Why do you say Dalar Avodas? Because if you're going to say it's Halacha and Shinu Bailin, so Shinu Bailin takes place where? By Zrika, and now you're extending it in Pesach, extending the Shechita, so it should take place by Kabbalah Halacha too? Yeah. Why should Shechita be Yachsa? No difference. You extend all Avodas. You extend the Shechita. Shechita Lavavodas, you certainly extend the Kabbalah and Halacha. But now that we say no, that what's the pshat? That what is actually the halacha with regard to hafkos shem bailim? That's exclusively zrika. Always zrika. And by shchita, you want mafkis not a psul of hafkos shem bailim, but it's a separate psul in the mitzvahs in the institution of shchita as a pesach. Like Ron said yesterday, she was a pesach mitzvah. So therefore, it's a psul in the institution of shchita. That's only shchita. That's not kabbalah and halacha. So therefore, the psul shalolim niyav remains. There's two times that shalolim niyav comes in. One time it comes in as qua shalolim niyav, and at another time it comes in shalol Hashem bailam, because the minuyim are always the bailam. In zrika, it's not shalolim niyav. In zrika, it's shalol lebolov. It's a different psul altogether. But in shchita, it has nothing to do with ba'olov. It has to do with Menuyov. That's where the Chalashem Menuyov comes in. That Shalolim Menuyov, the separate soul in the Maisa Shechita. It's not Shini Bailam. Because you could do a Shalolim Menuyov in Shechita, and then in Zrika do the Menuyov. So you won't be Mafkir Hashem Bailam from the carbon. It's not that Chalashem Bailam. The separate soul in Maisa Shechita. That's what Taisha says. Okay? Pesach's next question is simply, why do I say it's halacha in the shechita per se? Why don't I say that shechita is viewed as one of the avodas? And in the framework of avodas, if it's psul and shechita, so it's be psul and all avodas. What right do I have to isolate shechita and to say that it's only shechita, separate psul and shechita? That's Pesach's kasha. You see from the Gemara's Vachem, you don't do that. But you look rather at shechita as one of a class, of a group of avodas. So whatever applies to shechita, over gully gully, applies to shechita, applies to the other avodas. That place is kasha.
What's
that? No. Because really, the truth of the matter is, if I find a psalm shechita, I say it's an exclusive halacha and shechita. I don't say shechita insofar as it's one of dollar avodas. But shechita, shechita. That's the way to learn. I over there, why do I say over gully gully? That's a different thing. Because over there, I'm speaking about what type of psul? Shinu Bailam. And Shinu Bailam is a posel in all kabbonis. It's universal. You see? And the only thing is over here, I'm saying it's ma'akeh from one of the avodas, so then I universalize to the other ones. But if I have a locha which pertains to shechita per se, I don't universalize from shechita. Pesach is just trying to show you that the method of derivation is consistent. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradictory method of limud. In other words, that it depends where I say, it depends on the nature of the subject matter, whether I say universalized. So if you're discussing the subject matter of Shinu Bailam, and you tell me that Shinu Bailam is a ma'akev, so then I universalize. Because that makes sense. The phenomenon of Shinu Bailam applies, if it's a ma'akev, and it's ma'akev in one, so you can't machalik, it's ma'akev in all. You see? But where I have an exclusive halach and shechita, there's no reason to universalize it. On the contrary, since there's a mitzvah shechita sa pesach, I limit it to shechita sa pesach, and I don't extend it till beyond the area in which the Torah creates the psul. That's basically it. In other words, since it's in halacha which is universal already in dalat avodos, but now I'm just saying it's ma'akev in one, so it doesn't make sense to extend it. Should ma'akev in all. In other words, the nature of the subject matter determines how I universalize. That's what they said. So now we have the Gemara Samach Aleph on Beis. So the Shechita was done for the purpose of the right people. Menuyim, Ochrim, Tzahorim, Mulim, fine. Now, so you have machlokas, whether it's kosher, whether it's pasul. Whether it's kosher, whether it's pasul. At time shechita. To do the zrika. So halacha is machashvim me'avod la'avoda. Machashvim la'avoda means to say that if a person, by the zrika, he does the zrika, shelo l'shem ba'olah. Okay? So therefore he's okra to Bailam, right? But let's say at the time of Shechita, he does it to Shechita in order to do the Zrika Shlo Hashem Bailam. So he's also offered the Bailam. Why? Because Allah is Mechashev Me'avod La'avoda. From where you can be Mechashev, you don't have to Mechashev in the Zrika, but any other, if Mechashev B'Shah Shechita, the same Machshava that's posel B'Zrika, it's going to posel B'Shah Shechita. Okay? Oh. So over here, the Machlokas is like this. So Rav Chista, I'm a posel Rabba Makasha. Alright? Now, Rav Chista says Pasul, why? Because he says Yesh Machshava Sarelim Bezrika. He said if you do the Zrika L'Shem Arelim, it's going to Pasul the carbon. Alright? So this Machshava at Shechita, which is done for the purpose of doing the Zrika L'Shem Arelim, is Pasul. Same thing? Right? Rabba Amar Kasha. Rabba said that it's good. Why? Ein Machshava Sarelim Bezrika. If you did the Zrika L'Shem Arelim, wouldn't be any problem. Wouldn't be any problem. Loman lipsul, time for us to come in front. That's what I'm asking. There's one big question on this machlokes. The big question after this machlokes is like this: that why did the Gemara express the machlokes in such a complicated formula? It should have just given a basic case of where they did this rika, l'shem arelim. All right. And if the one that's they both hold machash what? And then I know machash from avod lavoda, so you can bring it down to the shechita. That's it. Cumbersome. Okay.
Good question.
So now, what is Tosfos saying over here? Shofto l'mulam al nashkab
ba'arel.
What Tosfos is saying is it's a natural outgrowth of the previous Tosfos. What it means is like this. If the Gemara had gotten finished with saying Shkita, Shalom Miya, Vizrat, it's possible. Right? Shkita, Shalom Miya, is possible. And also Shkita, Shalom Ochla, is possible. So it comes out that there are two Shemos over here. There's a shame of Einam and Miyan that's possible in Shkita, and there's a shame of what? Einam Ochla. Now the shame of Einam Monu, taste was already distinguished. He said there's two times that Einam Monu comes into the picture. One time the Shem Monu comes into the picture as a shame Bailan. That's in the Zerika. But another time the Shem Monu comes into the picture as Shem Monu per se. That's Alach and Shechita. Now taste was just says simply, since the Gemara is questioning now about if I do the Shechita, if I do L'Shem Eina Monu or L'Shem Eina Ochol. Okay. But now the question is, if I did the Shechita, L'Shem Eina Monu, L'Shem, the Shechita was done good, but in the Shechita I had a mind to do the Zerika to one of the Shemos that are possible. What would the halacha be in that case? That's the next step in the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara is saying the Shechita was done right. But in the Shechita, I brought him the Zerika, L'Shem Eina Monu, or L'Shem Eina Och. That's the next theoretical question, next step. So Tosfos says, why doesn't he bring in L'Shem Eina Monu? Why does the Gemara switch to the Shem Och? So Tosfos says, very simply, because it's practically impossible to do it. Even though theoretically you're right, because in theoretical terms, the shame ain't a monu is a different shame with regard to shechita than it is with regard to zrika. Because by zrika, it's a question of shenu baila, makira shame baila. But by shechita, it's a shame monu per se. But it would be impossible for the Gemara to have such a question because you're going to be okay to shame baila in the zrika. You see? So that's why Tosfos says that the Gemara didn't use the shame of Eina Monu. Couldn't use it because for practical purposes it's going to be Nekar, the other shame by Eina Monu. But with regard to the shame of Eina Ocho, fine, that's the Gemara could use. Because Shalom Ocho is no problem in this week, insofar as shame by Eina Monu is concerned. So then you're isolating the shame of the Eina Ocho. And you're bringing in the theoretical question of where the Shechita per se is the Shem Ochlin, but in the Shechita I thought of the Zerika Shalol Shem Ochlin. Okay?
One second.
He says, V'davka. See, all this is all one idea. V'davka b'shochat l'mulam al-menashe yiskapu arelam pasal Rav Chisda. Avon nizrak l'shem arelam? I feel Rav Chisda more than the kosher. Why? The ein machshavas ochlim bezrika. Da b'chol makom poshet zeh l'mesader hashas b'kula shmeitzer.
All right.
It takes us establishing the idea that it's not the shame arulos that's a posel. It's the shame ein ochol. But the shame arul has nothing to do with it. Kol arul lo yochobo zepalav. But the shame arul, what Tosfos is saying, the shame arul per se plays no superior role. Doesn't have any special significance here. It's simply the fact that he's in Eina Ochel. And Oral's in Eina Ochel, just one of a group of Eina Ochel. The Pshat and Tosfos is like this. Pshat and Tosfos is that what is Shechita really? Shechita is a matir. Right? Shechita is a matir of the Achilas of Pesach. Right? But Shechita is a matir b'Teres Eiv Menachai. Zerika is also matir. Zerika is matir because Zerika is matir b'Teres Korban. What? In Kachim, Zerika is a matir. In Kachim, Zerika is a matir. Okay. Now, the Gemara is like this. If the Shas Shechita... Right, in other words, if you did the Shechita per se, l'shem, arelim, it's certainly no good. Right, but let's say, but now the matir of the shechita really is the hascholas a mater. You need shechita, you need zrika to be mater. But if at the time of shechita, I had in mind I'm going to do the zrika l'shem arelim, right? So now what I did was like this. I related the mater of shechita to the mater of zrika, so that the shechita is related to arelim via zrika. Insofar as shechita is the beginning of the process of being mater the carbon. Do you know what I mean? In other words, where the shechita per se is related to arelim is possible. But let's say the shechita per se is not related to arelim. But shechita we know is related to zrika. Inherently. And because Zrika is the climax. Okay? And Zrika is the real matir for the carbon. And Shechita is the first process in the matir. Right? Now let's say he thinks Bishan Shechita that he's going to do the Zrika L'Shem Arela. So therefore it means that insofar as Shechita is a part of the hierarchy of Avodas, it is also going to be related to Arelim. Not insofar as Shechita per se, but insofar as the fact that now Shechita is now Shechita becomes related to a process. Now Arelim, now Shechita is related to, Shechita is one of the processes in the hierarchy, which culminates in Zrika, right? And now if you relate the Zrika to the Arelim, so now Shechita will indirectly be related to the Arelim insofar as it's a part of the process of the Matir through the whole Dalet Avodos, through the hierarchy of the Dalet Avodos. Then that's where you have Machlokes. That's what Teshuva says. Then you have a Machlokes. Where Shechita per se is related to Arelim is no question. But where Shechita per se is fine. But Shechita is related to Arelim now. How? Because there's a hierarchy which culminates in Zrika, and Zrika is L'Shem Arelim. So now Shechita will indirectly become related to Arelim. So the Psul, so now Shechita will be Pasul. That's the Machlokes, Rabban Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says Pasul because he holds that the Shechita can't in any way be related to Arelim. Even Shechita, not Shechita, qua Shechita. But Shechita insofar as it's a part of the system of the hierarchy of Avodas. And the ultimate Avoda, which is Rika, is L'Arelim. So now Shechita also partakes of L'Shem Arelim. Indirectly, insofar as it's a process, but not inherently. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda. So the next piece of Gemara, that's what Teshuva says. So the next piece of Gemara, Shachato L'Mulim Amanashi Eskapa Barelim, is a direct continuation from the previous Gemara. Teisus does a beautiful job of him just showing you this whole Gemara works. He opens up the whole Gemara. That the Gemara before is really is halachas with regard to Shechita per se. And now the next Gemara follows. Because the next Gemara is showing you that it's a question of Shechita indirectly being related to our realm. Via what? The climax of all the Avodas, which is Zerika. You see? But Teisva says the Zrika per se would never be a problem. Would never be a problem. And that explains exactly why the Gemara says Shachato Lemulim Amenashi is Kapra Barelim. That's why Bedafka in that case, and there's no Machlekes by Zrika per se. Point Teisva is if the Zrika itself is done in Lashon Arelim, it's too late because the Shechita was done by Kashrus. So once the Shechita is concluded, the Hechsha, now you can't in retrospect pasul a shechita, but at the time of shechita, if it's not done properly, if it contains the element of arelim via its position in the hierarchy of avodos, so it'll contain arelim via zrika. That's the machlokes. That's the case of machlokes. What the Ravah is saying is like this. The Ravah is saying that only that in an order. Yeah. The Ravah is saying like this. The Ravah is saying that ordinarily, by Sheor Karbonos, there is no machshava of Ochla, or Shalola Ochla. By Shlomim Yavachila, but there's no psul of Shalola Ochla. Because there's no concept of Ochla. Ochla is not a concept. The halacha, the concept in carbon is kaparas a carbon. The achilas shlomim is a kiyum in the cheftish of shlomim, but it's not a maisa mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. Masha enikin in carbon pesach, there's a separate mitzvah as achilas a pesach, and there's a separate institution of shchitas a pesach, and the Torah ties those two institutions together, and via that connection, the concept of shalola ochlov makes sense by shchita. So what makes, that's why the machshava of Ochlov or Shlola Ochlov makes sense by Korban Pesach only, not by any other Korban, because you're tying together two institutions of Shchita and Achila. But another Korbanos where you don't have the institution of Achila as a separate mitzvah per se, Shchita Shlola Shem Ochlov is a nonsensical idea. It doesn't mean anything. The only idea that exists is Kaparas HaKorban. The essence, which means the essence of the carbon, the essence of the function of the carbon. Okay? So therefore the Ravah is like this. The Ravah says that you have to distinguish that in the Ravah, in understanding the Ravah, you have to distinguish between the Machshava HaPoselas and between the Avoda HaNifselas. Now, the Machshava HaPoselas has to be one that makes sense. So what the Ravah merely says is that Zrika Shalol L'Shem Ochlov is not a concept, because the Torah only tied Mitzvah Shchitas HaPesach to Achilas HaPesach. So Shchitas HaPesach is a separate institution in its own right. Not because, in other words, the Shchita, the Torah's, the hierarchy of a regular carbon. That's Kapara. But then there's Mitzvah Shchita and Carbon Pesach, which is a separate institution, has its own value, its own significance in terms of Mitzvah Shchitas HaPesach. Now this significance of Shchitas HaPesach is tied to, has its own parameters, and that's why it includes Achilas HaPesach. So therefore what's happening is like this, that Shchitas HaPesach has its own significance, and since it's tied to Achilas HaPesach, so therefore the Machshav of Shalola Ochlov makes sense in Shchitas HaPesach. But in Zrikas HaPesach, it doesn't make any sense at all. There's no separate institution of Zrikas HaPesach. You see? Zrikas HaPesach is part of Kaparas HaPesach, Korban Pesach, not the separate institution of Shchita. You see, based on what Tesis established before, all along, that there's two concepts of Shchitas HaPesach. One is Shchita insofar as it's a part of the hierarchy of Avodas that culminates in Zrika, and one is the importance of Shchita in terms of Shchitas HaPesach and Mitzvah of Neatz Musa, which has its own parameters. And in Shchitas HaPesach, you have the concept of Achilas HaPesach. So now you can't introduce, the Machshava HaPoselas has to be a Machshava that makes sense. If a person did this Rika in order to feed that the people should eat, who are Arelim, there's no such concept, it doesn't exist. Once you get away from Shchitas HaPesach, now you're dealing with the ordinary hierarchy of Kabbonis, which is Kaparas HaPesach. So the Ravah says that the Gemara chose its words very discriminately when it said Al-Menashe is Kapra Ba'arela. What do you mean Al-Menashe is Kapra Ba'arela? It means the only way that you can enter the element of Arela into the picture is not with a machshava of Achila, which is alien, doesn't apply to Zrika, only the Shlita. But with the machshav of kapara, then you can, because zrika is a carbon. Now you're dealing with the ordinary system of karbonis, which zrika is l'shem bailin. It's kapara's bailin. So if you enter arelim into the picture, to which machshav apaselas? The machshav apaselas of kapara's zrika. Then you have the machlokes, whether or not that will pass the shchita. Then you have the machlokes whether or not it will pass the shchita. You understand?
What?
The machlokes according to Ravah is what's the nature of the psul shalola ochlo in the shchita? Is the nature of shalola ochlo in the shchita commensurate with the avodah nefselas? In other words, the avodah nefselas is the shchita itself. And therefore, what do I have to say? That the in order for the shchita to be possible, it has to be shchita shelo l'shem ochlov. Shchita shelo l'shem ochlov. Or that everybody agrees is no good. Or do I say no? That in the avodah nefselas, which is the shchita, any machshevas arelim, which is a poselas, will possible the shchita. You see? In other words, there's the nature of the machshava haposelas have to coincide with the avodah nefselas, or no, any machshava arelus, in which is tied into the shchita will be a posel. Even though the machshava itself is not to do the shchita l'shem shlo la'ofla. Machshava is riga. But the fact is that during the avodas hashchita there was a machshavas arela. So therefore the shchita will become possible. Or do I say no? That the shchita is the avodah that becomes possible. And the machshava has to be a machshava with regard to the avodah that becomes possible, which is with regard to shchita. Or no, during the shchita, any machshavas arelim will possel that can be incorporated. That can be incorporated. You could bring machshavas arelim into the picture, even though it's not machshavas arelim of shchita, but it's machshavas arelim from something else. But still, it's machshavas arelim, which takes place b'shas shchita. If the machshavas arelim takes place b'shas shchita, it'll possel a korban. That's the machlekes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. And the Rav says that's why the Gemara says ein machshavas ochlin. See, the Gemara says ein machshavas ochlin is rika, and that's not a machlokas. Machlokas is machlokas like this. Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, my apostle, Rabba, my kosher. Rav Chisda, my apostle, yesh machshavas arelim is rika. What does it mean yesh machshavas arelim is rika? And Rav Chisda, my apostle, Rabba, my kosher, ein machshavas arelim is rika. The Gemara, and then later the Gemara uses a different term. The Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. So he says there's two different terms. Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika is an accepted postulate that Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. That everybody agrees with. And that's what the Rebbe explains, because it's not possible to have such a concept by Zrika. It doesn't apply. You see? But the Machlekes in the Gemara is like this. Do I say Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika? That in other words, since the machshavas arelim that took place with regard to the Gemara's question is machshavas arelim that took place in Zrika, will it affect the shchita? You see, will it affect the shchita? Because in other words, he says pasul yesh machshavas arelim in Zrika, because it turns out that in the Zrika you had machshavas arelim and that was done b'shas shchita, so therefore it's pasul. And Rabbi Amar Kosher, why? Because ain't machshavas arelim bezrika. Yeah, ain't machshavas arelim bezrika means it's not a post. That's what. Not a post. Doesn't count. It's meaningless. Yeah. In other words, machshavas arelim bezrika is meaningless insofar as posting the carbon, posting the shchita. That's what he holds. That's what he takes. That's what he's following. Well, you have to see the halacha. The question is, we're trying to figure out what the machlekes citation of Rava is. The Rava set up a beautiful picture of what's taking place. Carbon Pesach comes under two frameworks. Stam, first of all, it's a carbon, and then secondly, has its own unique features. In terms of shchita, has a mitzvah nats musa, achil is a mitzvah nats musa, achil is tied to shchita. So in that respect, shchita stands out, has a different significance. And Rava's point is very good. Namely, that Zrika is, when you go into Zrika, you're back to carbon Pesach, Bataras carbon, not Bataras mitzvah, shchita, and achila. You see? So what would Taisvis, how would Taisvis answer this question? So I think the question is like, the answer has to, we have a different point. In other words, it is. The point is, how could I bring this Zrika into the picture altogether? I'm now on B'shash shchita. The question is, I'm B'shash shchita. How could a machshava of Zrika affect the shchita? Machshava Zrika should be at the time of Zrika. How does the Machshava Zrika come into the picture of Shashkita? So that's the halacha of what? Machashvim me'avod la'avoda. Right? So now the question is merely like this. When I say Machashvim me'avod la'avoda, So that means that the Shas Shchika, a Machshava Pasalas Zrika, will also take effect, right? Mm-hmm. But the question is, what are the characteristics of that Machshava? Are the characteristics from Zrika, or are the characteristics from the Avoda that I'm involved in? That's the question. So Machashva Me Avodu Avoda means that Machsheva Zrika can be effective, is an effective Machshava Pasoas B'Shas any Avoda, B'Shas Shchita. So Machsheva Zrika comes into Shchita because of Machashva Me Avodu Avoda. Right? But now the question is the characteristics of Machsheva Zrika. Are the characteristics borrowed from the Avoda, are the characteristics strictly characteristics of Zrika? Or can I borrow the characteristics with regard to Zrika from the Avoda in which I'm involved, namely Shchita? You see, if I say the characteristics are exclusively characteristics of Zrika, so then the Rivo is right. You can't have a machshava of Zrika Shlola Ochlav. It doesn't make any sense. Zrika and Shlola Ochlav don't mix. You see? But if I say that the nature, that Machashvim Avod Lavoda tells me, Machshava Pasalas Zrika, can take place during Shchita, but the nature of the Machshava Pasalas, that can stem from the characteristics of the Shchita, and in Shchita Shlola Ochlav is a factor. So therefore you could have a Machshava of Zerika Shlola Ochlav also. You see? The objective of the psul of the Zerika stems from the Avoda HaNefselas and is not in terms of the Machshava Poselas. You see, that's the Machlokas. Machlokas is whether the Machshava Poselas, which is transferred from Zerika to Shchita, does it abide by the rules of Zrika or by the rules of the Avodah Nefselas, which is the Shchita? That's the Machlokas. See, it boils down to the important differentiation that we made before, namely, that there's a difference between the Avodah Nefselas and between the Machshava Poselas. You have to have that distinction. You know what I mean? The question is the terms of the Machshava Poselas. Is it in terms of the avodah that he's machashev, or is it in terms of the avodah that he's doing actually, that he's involved in? If it wasn't for the Reb Chaim, I wouldn't be able to see it in these terms. You know, we'll soon get to the Reb Chaim. In other words, so according to Teisvis, this is the machlekes between Rabba. Now we can define actually the machlekes between Rabba and Rav Chisda. And what the Gemara means, by Yesh Machshava Sochem Mizrika or Ein Machshava Sochem Mizrika, it means like this, that the Halach is Mechashva Me'avod Lavoda. So therefore, B'Shas Shchita, if I have Machshava from Zrika, so it's a posel, right? Now the question is like this, how does that work? Let's say the regular case, B'Shas Shchita takes sold Shalol Hashem Bolov, is no problem. The Bilam is still there. You didn't knock out the Bible. But if you do B'Shas Zrika, so then there's law of the Bible Shem Chovah. It's a psul with regard to the Bible. Okay? Now let's say, for instance, according to Tesfus, if B'Shas Shchita, I have a machshava to do the Zrika Shalol Hashem Bailim, right? So Tesfus holds that it's no good. That it's no good. Why is it no good? Because you transfer the psulim from Zrika, you transfer to the Shchita. Even though the Shchita per se actually would be kosher for the Bailam if it's Shlola Shem Bailam. But Mechashva Me'avod Lavoda means that now the psulim of Zrika are going to be transferred to the Shchita. And that's exactly what the Rambam means in fact, this Vav Halacha Yud, when he explains Machashva Me'avod Lavoda, where he says, Nezos HaMachshava Hoya Ke'ilu Chashva B'Shas Zrika. What does Rambam mean? It sounds funny what the Rambam is saying. What do you mean, projecting your imagination in time that is B'Shah Sri? It's not Shah Sri. There is no Sri. There is no Sri. But the Rambam is saying, it's a Yishchit, this puzzle, not this Sri. But the Rambam doesn't mean Kilo Chosho B'Shah Sri, and it's a that this Sri is puzzle. There is no Sri. Ke'ilu Chosho B'Shah Sri. What the Rambam means to say is that all the psulim, if he would have thought of this B'Shah Sri, there would be a psul, right? So all the psulim that would have taken place B'Shas Zrika are going to be transferred now to the Shechita. You see? Now we'll soon see what's the opposite. What is the other side of the coin? How else could you frame this? Now let's take a look according to Tesis in the Gemara of Rabban and Rav Chisda. So the Rav Chisda says that what? That it's a puzzle. Why does Rav Chisda say it's a puzzle? He says, because yesh machsheves ochlim, yesh machsheves arelim bezrika, all right. And Rabba Amar posel kosher, because ain machsheves arelim bezrika. Let's take Rabba. What does Rabba say? Rabba all of this. That this, how do you posel the shechita through machashu mevod lavoda? Because you transfer the psul from where? From the zrika you transfer to the shechita. But if the person did the Zerika L'Shem Arelim, it would be kosher according to Tesis. It'd be kosher. So therefore there's nothing to transfer. That's what the Gemara means. That Ein Machsheves Arelim B'Zerika. Which means to say, if in the Zerika itself I had Machsheves Arelim, no harm done, nothing wrong. So therefore you can't transfer the psul of Arelim of Zerika. There's no psul to transfer. Because Machsheves Arelim is not a psul in Zrika. Even if I did the Zrika Shem, Arelim is kosher. But that's Rabba. But Rav Chisda learns differently. Rav Chisda learns, no, that the halach of Machashu Me'avod Lavoda means that it's as if the, if you have Machsheva Zrika L'Shem Arelim, so now it's as if the halacha is, you're transferring now the L'Shem Arelim of Zerika to Shechita, and the posel of Shechita will pass it. The posel Machashim Avodavod is not simply transference of psul from Zerika to Shechita, but the psul doesn't have to be a psul Zerika. Even if the batalocha is that Machsheves Zrika is going to be transferred now to the Shechita, and in this Machsheves Zrika you have a Arelim, so Shechita, and Shechita can't tolerate a Arelim, so the psul will stem from the Shechita, not from the Zrika. That's what Rav Chisda held. Rav Chisda held that the psul is not only transferred from the Zrika to the Shechita, but if the Machshava, if Machsheves Zrika is transferred to Shechita, the posel can stem from the Shechita itself. That's why he says, Yesh Machsheves Arelim B'Zrika. What he means to say is that this Machshev, since you Machashu L'Shem Arelim, to be Zerik Dom L'Shem Arelim, so you have Machsheves Arelim through the Zrika. Now it's going to posel the Shechita. That's the way Tesis learns. But let's take the Rambam. Now the Rambam doesn't accept that premise. You see, that Machashu Me'avod Lavoda can actually, is just simply a transference of Zrika. A transference of, it means that the ideas of Zrika now are activated. And now the psul will stem from the Shechita. That's not what Rambam says. No, that the psul has to be from where he states a quilly. Only, you see, he's definitively, that the only way you possible a Shechita is through all the psul is Zrika. So therefore, how could he be any possible like Rav Chisda? So how could he pass like Rav Chisda? If Rav Chisda is saying no, on the contrary, that the psulim can stem from the Shechita, the answer is from the Rambam himself. Because the Rambam never learned that Rav Chisda held like, now Rambam never learned like Tesis, that Rav Chisda held that if the Zrika was done with Shem Arelim, that it's kosher. You see, that's why the Rambam was forced to learn that according to Rav Chisda, when Rav Chisda says that it's possible, it's not because of a transference of Arelim via Zrika to Shechita, and the psul stems from Shechita. But he had to learn that the psul was from the Zrika itself. And that's what Rambam learned. Shachato lemulim, v'zar katam l'shem mulim va'arelim. Even if Arelim only included, it's possible. Why shazrika chamura? You see? Then the next halacha, Sharat Alamun, she is Kapu Bar Elam is Kossel. Why? Sharei Yesh Machsheva Sarelam is Rika, because we've established already that Machsheva Sarelam is Rika is a posel. So now you transfer the Psule Zrika to Shchita. But the Psulim is in terms of what? Is in terms of Zrika, not in terms of Shchita. That's the way the Rambam. So the Rambam is really consistent, because he holds that how does the mechanism Machashma Velavoda work? It works in terms of the psul has to have the nature of the machshava of the avoda that you're transferring, which means it must be in terms of zrika. So therefore, since there's psulei arelim bezrika, it'll pasul l'shchita. But according to Tosfos, that's the very machlokes between Rabban and Rav Chisda, that in the halacha of machashva me'avoda l'avoda, what is the nature of the psul? Is the nature of the psul in terms of the machshava of the avoda that is machashev? Is that the nature of the psul in terms of the avoda is machashev, which would be the zrika, or is it in terms of the avoda that is that's nefselas, the avoda that is involved in, which is the shrika itself? That's the very machlekes according to Tosfos in Rabban Rav Chisda. So the Rambam gave a definition to exclude that idea, but the Tosfos holds that's a machlekes amoraim. It's an interesting thing.
What about the Riva?
Yeah, and that's right. And the Riva holds. See, now here you have a further development, which is the Riva and Tosfos, because it's the same concept. The Riva maintains that the nature of the machshava, not there's a question of what the nature of the machshava is, and from where the psul stems. You see, now the Riva holds that the nature of the machshava must be appropriate to the avoda that you're thinking about. You see? Whereas Tosfos holds that not only do we say that the psulim, that not only do we say that the psulim stem from the shechita, but even the nature of the machshava itself can stem from the characteristics of the avoda that you're involved in. Which means it's possible to have a zrika shalola ofla. Because Shlola Oflov is a concept in the avodah that you're involved in. So the machshava, you only transfer the Maisa Zrika. But the framework of the Shtika, of the framework of the soul, is it can even stem from Shtika. In other words, we're dealing with two questions here. There's a machshava haposelas. Okay? Now, one question is the framework of this machshava haposelas. Does it stem from the malacha, which is machashev? Or does it stem from the malacha that he's involved in? That's one question. Second question is the psul. Is the nature of the psul, is the psul stem from the avod that he's machashev, or the psul stems from the avod that he's involved in? You see? Now, according to Tosfos, the machlokes between Rabban and Rav Chisda is in terms of the framework. What is the framework of the machshava haposelas? Is it in terms of the avod that he's machashev? So then, if that's the case, then there's no concept of shlola oflov. That's Rabba. Rabba says kasha. Ain machsheva sarelim bezrika. Bezrika means in the zrika he's thinking. Bezrika in terms of the machsheva. Okay. Ain machsheva sarelim bezrika. Which means you can't have such a framework, because in zrika there's no concept of shlola oflov. You see. Whereas Rav Chisda maintains no. Yesh machsheva sarelim bezrika. Arelim, according to the Tosfos, it means shalol ochlov. It means to say that there is a machsheva shalol ochlov in the Why? Because the framework of the machsheva is borrowed from the shechita, not from zrika. You see, that's Tosfos' way of learning ochlov. Rivo learns differently. Rivo didn't want to accept that because Rivo wanted to say that everybody holds a machsheva ochlov in zrika. That's unanimous. Like Rabba. The only machlekes is a different one, where the psul stems from. Is the psul stem from zrika and transferred back to shechita, or the psul stems from shechita? Once you transfer the machshava to shechita, is the psul a shechita, psul in terms of shechita, the avod that he's involved in, or psul in terms of the avod that he's machasher? That's the machlekes between Rabba and Rav Chisda according to the Riva. So according to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says it's possible, because he holds Yesh Machsheva Sarelim Bezrika. Sof Kosof, through Zrika, Bishas Shchita, you had Machsheva Sarelim. So therefore, the psul stems from the is spelled out in terms of shkita, in terms of shkita's puzzle. Whereas according to Rabba, it's kosher. Why? Because the psul has to be transferred from zrika, has to be in terms of zrika, in terms of the machshav, the avodah is machashev. If it's in terms of the avodah is machashev, so then it has to be in terms of what? In terms of zrika. And in machshav asarelim zrika, there's no such thing as zrika as the psul of machshav asarelim. So therefore, you can never puzzle a shkita. So it boils down to basically two main theoretical points. When you're transferring, when you have machash from avod lavoda, and you transfer the psul, and you hold it, if I'm omeid b'shchita, and I have a machshev zrika, the question is, what does it mean? First of all, what's the framework of the machshava framed in terms of zrika, or it's framed in terms of the avod I'm involved in? And secondly, where does the psul stem from? Does the psul stem from, of course the order has to be reversed in order to be possible, but does the psul stem from the from the machshava, the institution which I'm machashev, the avoda which I'm machashev, and it's transferred back to shchita, or the psul can stem from the shchita itself? The psul can stem from the shchita itself. That's the machlokes. The simplest way to define the Rambam would be, the question is, why is, we know that Arlus is possible in shchita. The question is, why is Arlus possible in shchita? Is it possible because of the connection between shchita and achila? If that's the case, then we could be okay. But if it's a different thing, that arlos is possible because the shame arlos and shame pesach, shame oral and shame pesach are tied to the sasra. Okay, so the first paragraph in our plan up to within our plan, let's go and pesach. Very brave, look up. Our first paragraph is basically what we said. Alright, so now we're going to the second paragraph. Achin Yerod. So now we're going to the Gemara. Rabba says it's kasha. There's three reasons why Rabba holds it kasha. According to Tesis, it's because the framework is borrowed from the avoda that you that is machashev. So therefore, the ein machshev is achin mizrika. According to the Revor, the psul must stem from the avoda that you think about. Must be a psul zrika. There's no psul zrika of Avna. According to the Rambam, the reason why it's kosher is because arlus is only a problem when you're dealing with shrika sapasa, not with zrika. And we can't say too much in the Rambam, really. The only thing we can say is that it does make sense why it's a psul in the shrika. Because the shrika is tied to the achila, and the achila says, v'chol arul lo yochal bo. You see? The pasuk says, v'chol arul lo yochal bo. So that's why it's in Shrita, but in Zrika there's no limit. Okay. No, I guess. The psul Shrita stems from where? Why is it that an oral passes in Shrita Sapasa? Why? By no other carbon is there such a lacha. Why is a lacha there? The answer is because of Achila. Because of Achila is a carbon. Because an oral is possible in achilas akav, and the pasuk tells me that the shchitas akasa can't be done for someone who's not a bar hochi of achilas akasa, right? Now, what does that mean? So, what does it mean? So it means like this. It means that the reason why it's possible is not simply because the person can't be, if he's possible for achila, so the gav is possible for it to be a bala problem. But the reason is because you're designating part of the, because the carbon requires designation l'shem achila. The carbon requires designation. It's not an inherent psul gav. It's because the carbon requires designation l'shem achila. And over here, since one member is not a barachi of achila, it comes out that one kezias of the carbon is not designated l'shem achila. That's the way the Gemara writes. You know what I mean? One kezias of the carbon is not designated l'shem achila. So therefore, the entire carbon is going to be possible. The psul of oral and shrit is not an inherent psul. It's a psul that's barach machila. Which means to say, the nature of the psul is that the carbon isn't designated fully with Shem Achila. That's why it's possible. You see? Excuse me? Right. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying like this. Gemara is saying, by Tumah we see that it doesn't matter. By Tumah we see that if one part of the carbon is designated Shalol Hashem Achila, it's okay. Yet by Chutzlis Mana we see if one part of the carbon is designated Shalol Hashem Achila, that it's kosher, that it's possible. Right. So which way do I go when it comes to Oral? I have two different cases. There's no inherent contradiction between Tumah and Chutzlis Mana. Because they're two different types of psula. Tomei can't eat because he's not allowed, he's not permitted to the he's not permitted to be an ochel. And chutzlis mano is a separate psula. Part of the carbon is going to become possible because of the designation of chutzlis man. You see? So the question is, what is oral? Which category would oral fall under? Which category would oral fall under? So naturally, say you'd be like Tumah, because that's the same kind of thing, right? That would seem to be on the surface what you said. But we see that for sure where a kezias is designated shelo l'shem achila, that there's psul, but that there's psul with regard to chutzlis mano. But however, if it's designated shelo l'shem achila because the person can't be an ochel, then it's okay. I mean that's what you see the analogy between the comparison. In other words, between Tumah and between if the reason why it's designated shelo l'shem achila is because of a psul like chutzlis mano that possibly the kezias, so then it affects the entire problem. But if the reason why it's designated shelo l'shem achila is because the person not a baruch of achila by Tumah, then it's kosher. So on the surface, you should say oral would be likened to the case of a Tumah, right? All right. Well, that's a lie. In other words, that's a different Rashi. Oral of a Tumah negative shows welcome to Pesach. You can't oral of a Tumah shalchim carbon asayim. The lo ma'akva be achilas bailam. It's true, not allowed to eat. But the achilas bailam is not a ma'akva, like we mentioned yesterday. It was because there's no mitzvah achilas. But over here, with regard to carbon Pesach, there's a mitzvah achilas bailam per se. But it must be understood that mitzvah achilas bailam per se is not just a mitzvah achila. It's a kiyum in the carbon. It's a kiyum in the carbon pesach. It's tied to the chefetz shel carbon, and that's how it could be a posel. If you just understand mitzvah achilas bailam just a mitzvah achila, so why should it be different than the other carbon? But apparently mitzvah achilas bailam is not just a mitzvah on the gavra, but it's a mitzvah on the gavra. It's also the mitzvah on the gavra is to have it is that the gavra should create a kiyum chefetz of carbon. Interesting point. I don't think we defined it that well yesterday. In other words, the mitzvah sachilas of Pesach is not just the maisa mitzvah on the part of the gavra, but the mitzvah on the gavra is the gavra's mechuyev to create a kiyum in the Pesach. You follow that? Through is achila. Exactly.
Why must you do that?
You must say that because that's why it passes the carbon. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any psul. Just like by Shor Karbonus, he has also there's a mitzvah of his bialim, which is a kiyum. But it's not mandatory. It's only a kiyum. Over here, it's mandatory to create a kiyum in the chefetz shel Pesach through the ma'is achilas. It's an interesting formulation. Otherwise, it could not be any psul in carbon. It was just an extraneous ma'is and mitzvah. I can't do the ma'is and mitzvah. So what? Why should the carbon pesach be possible? You know what I mean? So you see. Okay, so Osama. So the question is, what's the comparison?
I mean, between Mikzas Tneim and Amanas Lizrot Damo Chosuz Mano. What's the comparison between those two cases? Amanas Damo Chosuz Mano is Pigle. Here's a separate institution in Mitzvah Achila. Suppressor is tied to mitzvah shvit suppressor. It's a totally different, a whole different institution. So you can't bring in, what are you bringing in pigle for? Pigle is another thing altogether. So we're going to say like this.
Why is it if a person is shochet, almenas,
so we say that the shvit is possible. So we said simply because shvit suppressor is tied to achilas suppressor. That may be true, that Shechita Sepesach is tied to Achilas Sepesach. But the question is, still,
by virtue of what do I say that a machshava b'shas shchita is going to affect it. That's very nice. The shchita is a pasuk title. It is a pasuk. Fine. That I can understand. The halacha is that a person is not a bar hochi of achilas pasach.